Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, January 31st, 2015, the last day of the first month of 2015. And all month long, we've been talking about being grown, how to be grown for 2015. I am your host, Zara Green. My co-host is Alfred Edmond Jr. I'm just going to go ahead and bring him in here because we're about to put the cherry on top of this, the last 4 weeks of Grown Zone Radio. Come on in, Alfred.
Happy Self-Love Saturday. Welcome to the Grown Zone for those of you who are new to Grown Zone Radio. And obviously, love to those of you who are already regulars and longtime listeners of Grown Zone Radio. Let me do a special welcome and shout out to anybody who's joining Grown Zone Radio who heard about us from me being on The Breakfast Club yesterday. And while it wasn't about the Grown Zone, we got a chance to talk about our new book, Loving in the Grown Zone, in the air. And many of you followed me on Instagram and then follow Grown Zone on Instagram and then follow. So we know some of you have come over from the Breakfast Club. Listen, you want to make this a part of your regular Saturday routine because we really are helping you to make your next decision better, to achieve success without the mess. And that's what the Grown Zone is all about. And so you're going to love being a part of this journey with us. Let me say real quickly, without spending a lot of time on it, go to lovinginthegrownzone.com if you want to learn more about the book and buy our new, on the way becoming a best-selling book, Loving in the Grown Zone. And go to grownadvice.com to join the Grown Zone community. You'll get an invitation to join our private Facebook group. You'll get our weekly newsletter. There's a whole bunch of other benefits you'll get if you go to grownadvice.com. And I'm going to leave it there because if you do those two things, you'll learn everything about everything the Grown Zone is about and where we are and what we have to offer.
Yes. Well, that was good.
Thank you, baby.
So welcome to all of you who are, who roll with us every week. So if you're listening online, y'all, you see we having some difficulties. So there's some things that's just not connected as usual. Just roll with us, though. If you can hear us, that's really all that matters. So this is part four of what it really means to be grown. If you haven't heard the others, go back. I'm telling you, you really want to do that. Because in these four shows, I'm going to quickly bring you up to date, and then you go fill in the blanks, okay? In these four shows, then what we've done is looked at the four areas that trip people up more than anything and how they treat those things and given you some real tools to be able to start to love you more in each of these areas, okay? So we're telling you that you have to apply tenderness, forgiveness, and acceptance of self in each of these areas and continue to learn more about you and to treat yourself better in the areas of your body, your money, your home, and your heart. So learning to honor, esteem, and respect yourself in each of these areas is how you establish the standards and develop the qualifiers in order to have other people treat you well in all of these in all of these areas as well.
And as we emphasize across all of our platforms in the Grown Zone, and certainly it's one of the major principles of our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, it is your job. It is your responsibility at all times, whether you're booed up, single, married, whatever, to guard access to these four things. I mean, this is something we hammer and try to reemphasize everywhere we go. It's your job to guard access to your body, your money, your home, and your heart, even though you're being told these are the first things you give up access to gain or keep love in your life.
Now, here's what we know. We know that for many of you, especially if this is your first time hearing us, and people can attest to this, those who have been with us for a while, because their lives are already changing. We know that when you first hear some of this stuff, it can be overwhelming because you're looking at your life, you're looking at a lot of the things that you've done, you're looking at the ways that you've lived, and it becomes overwhelming because you start to see where certainly not intentionally, you've welcomed a lot of the adult and messy crap that you've gotten in your life. It's why we continue to say that your former self and your current self needs from you tenderness, loving and appreciation, loving yourself and appreciating yourself and encouraging yourself, forgiveness, and that is no criticism whatsoever and not punishing yourself, and acceptance, and that is to accept all of you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The ugly doesn't stop being ugly until and unless you're able to embrace that it is part of you and part of your conditioning and part of your natural responding to things. And if you start to understand how you naturally respond to stuff and what attracts some of the foolery that you end up in, because you got to own it, y'all. You got to
own
it. You got to look at it. You got to be able to look at it and own it before you can actually do anything about it.
Exactly.
Okay? So go back, listen to all those shows. Stay in the space of learning and growing. That is why you're here. Not to look up and go, look at all this crap I've welcomed. Look at my life is such a mess because of look what I've done. No, that is the point that you look and say, dang, I can look at the stuff that I've welcomed into my life, even though I didn't realize I was doing it, I am now in the space to make some changes. It is not until you can look over the course of your life and see a damn fool and know that you were a damn fool that you're really able to, from this point forward, no longer be a damn fool.
And make your next decision better.
That's why we don't do any beating up in the grown zone.
Yep.
It's all about next decision better. And you can't do better until you embrace better. And in the grown zone, what you're going to always get is better. Okay? So go back, listen to those other shows, because in this show, we are talking about heart. Before we hit heart, though, there's one part that I did not hit on home as strongly as I wanted to.
Okay, babe.
So I really want to be able to touch this.
Last week's show on home was...
Y'all
got to
go back.
You got to
go back.
You got to go back.
That's your safe haven, or it should be. If it's not, then, you know, I already know that some people already packed their crap, their stuff, and then got out, or packed somebody's stuff and put them out. So, you know, go back, listen to that. But one area of home that we really did not hit as hard as I wanted to was abuse. And there's so much abuse happening in houses, because those aren't homes, in houses where people are not, it's not their safe haven, where they got to walk around on eggshells, or they know that that somebody's going, you're going to get hurt. And you've accepted that some of it is that you've provoked some things, and
right.
That
or you deserve it.
You deserve it, or somehow, or there's you don't think you're going to do any better, or you know that there's something that you don't believe that will make you lovable, and we're telling you that you have got to come to the place that just because you are, regardless of all whatever else comes with you, because of the abuse, okay. You don't have to, and you should not, and I don't use should often, but you should not tolerate any forms of abuse. And if you out dishing some abuse, get you some help and remove yourself from the space of whomever it is that you are harming, because you don't have the right to do it.
This is why the foundation of self-love, and Zara and I say all the time, we don't do this stuff, and we didn't write loving in the grown zone because we're trying to keep you from getting their hearts broken and their feelings hurt. People die because they believe the truth or the lie of I love you over the truth of I will kill you.
Yes.
People die every day because they won't accept the truth of I will kill you and remove themselves from these situations. And the reason they don't do it is because if you don't love yourself, you will attract plenty of people who agree with you.
Come on.
If you see yourself as unworthy of love because of who you are, or where you've been, or something in your past, or something that people have planted in you that has told you you're not worthy of love, you will attract those who agree with you.
Yes, yes.
The opposite is also true. If you are committed entirely to the fact that you deserve, and this is a fact, like I said, Zara and I don't do a lot of facting and shooting all the time, but the fact is you deserve to be loved. And it starts with you loving yourself. And if you commit to that truth, you will only attract those who agree with that too.
That's right. That's right. Okay. All right. Had to hit that. Now, we're talking about the heart. And when we talk about the heart, we're talking about emotional security and safety. Because that, y'all, all those others, the body, the home, and money, they are each very, very important. And you have to pay very, very close attention to how you're treating all of those things. But listen to me. The heart is where the most damage can happen.
Yes.
You can recover from the body, from the money, from the home. The heart is what you carry with you. And this takes some serious personal growth and intentional personal growth to be able to get over the psychological and emotional damage that is done in relationships.
I would add that if you repeatedly make the same mistakes with your body and your money and access to your home, the root of it is almost always some issues with your emotional, your heart, security, safety, and health. It's rooted in that. We say all the time, if you keep making the same mistakes over and over again when you know better, it's usually a self-love, personal growth issue.
Yes.
That's usually the foundation. When you know what to do and you know what not to do, still don't do what's healthy for yourself, it's almost always rooted in issues of the heart, in your emotional health, in your emotional safety and security. And that's why this heart, when we saved it for last, because it is in many ways the most important one to help you address the other three.
I've got to stay there for a moment, because when people say they know better, they knew how to do that, and when we talk about it, there's a huge gap between knowing what to do and actually doing it. There's mental ascension. I've got this mentally. Intellectually, I understand this. But if you are not doing it, then it is a personal growth issue. It is where you have to go and say, and for the most part, it usually means you just have to courage up and step into it. But you are waiting for some confidence to come for you to do that thing. I'm telling you, it doesn't work that way. You just have to step into it. So if you are in an emotionally unsafe place where somebody is not treating you well, where there is some bullying, and we're going to go through and hit all of these, some bullying or some shaming or some blackmail or, somebody's criticizing you all the time, or they're telling you you are unworthy. And some of this could be that you're comfortable in that space even though it's uncomfortable because you've heard it throughout your life. So you with a woman or with a man who's abusing you emotionally, but because you grew up in a home where emotional abuse and psychological, warfare happened all the time, then it's just become comfortable. That is why in relationships you have decided that, it's not perfect, and yeah, he cusses me out, or yeah, she tells me, she
tells me I ain't no good,
or she emasculates me. So if you have those kinds of things going on, and society or your experiences have told you that sometimes that just goes with the territory, then we are coming here, and that is what loving in the grown zone is.
We reject
that notion, and we debunk those myths. Those are lies. You don't have to tolerate that. That is psychological abuse It is causing emotional damage that you will carry with you forever until you recognize you don't have to live that way.
Love is never, ever unhealthy. And this is why this personal growth work is so important, because we said in a couple of shows ago, you need to go back to that time in your life, and it's about, for some, most of us, will be before we even went to, you know, we were 2 or 3 years old.
Hmm.
But when you looked in the mirror and you were perfectly fine with everything you saw, anytime there's something in you that says there's something unacceptable about you, I guarantee you that was planted by someone else.
It was
planted by your parents.
Yeah.
It was planted by relatives, television that told you you're too light, or you too dark, or you too big, or somebody or someone else planted the idea that there's something unacceptable and inadequate about you. And you need to go get all those other seeds out of your garden, all those voices out of your head, and go back to that time in your life when you looked in the mirror and you were perfectly happy with everything that you were.
Yeah.
Because that's the real truth of you. And once you can find that person and honor that person, protect that child, one of my definitions of grown love is that the child and the person that you love is safe.
Come
and you protect
on.
Them. A grown man knows how to recognize the girl in his woman and protect that girl.
Mm.
A grown woman knows how to recognize the little boy in her man and protect that boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about today when we talk about emotional safety and security.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to give that to yourself, require it of others, and you're not really loving someone if you don't give that to them.
That's it. That's really it. Because you are, in any time you get into a relationship, then the person, and I love how Alfred puts this, and I'm probably going to need him to because he kind of hit it. Every woman needs that kind of emotional. Well, every person needs emotional.
Yeah, everybody needs it.
Everybody needs it.
Well, I'll say what I say, baby. If you want me to.
Yes, I do.
Yes, a grown man knows that every woman is a woman, a lady, and a girl.
Yes.
The girl needs to be protected.
Yes.
The woman needs to be respected,
yeah,
and the lady needs to be admired
and protected,
and esteemed.
Yes.
And a grown man knows that every woman needs all three, and a grown man can provide those things.
Yes, and she is all those things.
She's all those things at all times.
That little girl who went through whatever she went through, whatever hurts, and you know, I mean, if there. And the joys. I want to say that too, because I've seen so many women who grew up in idyllic households, but they lose that joy because they end up with a joker who can't celebrate everything that she is, and so she starts to shrink. And that little girl, that joyful little girl, dies. She just puts her off. She just tucks her away. And if you can't be that joyful little girl, if he's not bringing that best out of you, if you can't be all of that, then that's not the one. And the same thing for men.
Yes,
because the boy in
you can't come out, and the boy in you is the times when you were vulnerable,
yeah,
or you were afraid, or you were hurt, and many men are dysfunctional because we're carrying around these hurts, and we're told
that's
we can't
right.
ever talk about it, just
that's
forget
right.
it ever happened,
that's
man
right.
up, keep it going. But you know you got the right woman when you can reveal, and we're going to talk about some of this in the show, your emotional safety. And love means you should be able to be emotionally intimate and know that your emotional intimacy will not be betrayed.
Yes, Lord.
That's what we're talking about. So you know you're with the right person when you can share, I'm speaking as a man, oh, when I was a boy, I was molested.
Yes.
And you are so safe that the woman will, your partner will not only recognize that and keep that confidence in, you know, between you and her, but she will allow you to express how you feel about that without making you feel any kind of way, without her questioning your manhood today, but understanding that you're the little boy and you need safety. Men need emotional safety and security just as much as any woman
as
does.
Much.
And a grown man recognizes that.
Yeah.
So if you're in denial about your needs for that, first of all, you'll never get that need met.
That's right.
And second of all, you ain't really grown.
That's right. And here's the other thing, y'all. Like people need emotional safety. You need to be able to bear all, to talk about all, to be able to talk about you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly of your entire life. Those things that make you feel scared. Those vulnerable places, or how you felt when in a relationship, a turning point. We all have pivotal moments. When you started to really not trust, you know, and if you've got you've got the right people in your life, when you have done the work. To where you've done the work within yourself, and you are no longer walking around with any kind of shame.
Right, because first you got to give it to yourself.
You got to give it to yourself.
Then there may be a very tiny circle, and the tiny circle could be a circle of one.
Yes.
Who is trusted enough with you emotionally to be able to share that with you?
That's right.
And if the emotional circle is only you. You're giving that to yourself.
That's right.
Better than 100 other people, you know, having that emotional access to you, but not honoring it and treating it with safety and respect.
And it's also why when we talk about the four things that you should not give up until you know who it is you're dealing with, and that's your body, your money, your home, and your heart. Listen, y'all, you're giving up your body when you've got, and I say this all the time, a lot of people are laying for reasons that for which they have no understanding.
They don't understand why they're doing.
They don't understand why they're laying themselves. And if you've got, if you're walking around with emotional heart wounds, but you are giving up your body, then you are opening up a door to the place that is going to cause you the most damage, because your body is not separated from your emotional wounds. Y'all are one. Do you hear me? Men, you going around plugging every woman who allows you. Your heart, your wounded heart is connected to a lot of why you running around doing that. And woman, for a man who will lay with you without a commitment, then he is using you for a purpose. And you're laying for reasons that are part of a purpose that both of you are ignoring the heart connections.
Because even when you say it doesn't matter, there's a bonding going on.
There sure is.
Again, it's not healthy bonding, but there's a bonding going on.
And we can't really dig into that now, but it's the equivalent of putting
duct tape on your skin and ripping it off over and over and over again.
Mm.
That's what that is. But as Zara said, you know, we're getting into this because it's so important, but we are trying to be mindful of time. Baby, can I just run through some of these characteristics of unhealthy emotional relationships?
You sure
and then
can.
We may not get to each one of them.
Yeah,
but we can,
at least they yeah. got them at most.
If these are characteristics of your relationship, either from you or from your partner, it is unhealthy. It is emotionally unhealthy. Bullying, emotional bullying, people using things against you to make you feel bad and to punish you for who you've been and things that have happened to your life.
Yes, indeed.
Shaming, people making you ashamed of who you are, where you've been, where you're from, your past, your weight, your skin tone, how you wear your hair, your height, anything that makes you feel ashamed of who you are instead of loving who you are is unhealthy.
There's another one I got to throw in there.
Yep.
Sexually transmitted diseases, because people are walking around not really acknowledging the facts of because everything, you can't go take a pill for now. And one in less than four individuals, that if you're standing in a stadium, and I've given this example before, if you're standing in a stadium and it is full, one in four of those people has herpes. We can't walk around acting like it does not exist, but still acting like it's okay to be free, just laying around. And if you don't know somebody's sexual health, or you're not comfortable enough telling them about yours, then you shouldn't be laying.
Well, that goes back to shame, one. And two, many of you in that situation are being shamed into staying in the relationship because you've been told because you have this sexual disease, nobody else is going to want you. Nobody's going to take you. So you're going to stay here. You're going to take what I'm giving you, because who else going to want you?
Bull.
That's shaming, and it's unhealthy. That's another thing is that's a form of blackmail. That's unhealthy. It's emotional blackmail. There's such thing as emotional violence. People can hurt you emotionally without ever laying their hand on you. By throwing things in your face and by making hitting you where it hurts. If you have a soft spot about your lack of relationship with your father and your struggles with your manhood, and every time somebody wants to hurt you, they put their finger in that. That's emotional violence.
Your daddy. You're just like your pal. You're not going to be no better.
Violent as if they punched you in the eye.
Yeah.
And if that exists in the relationship, is unhealthy, you need to change it or get out of it.
Come on.
Emotional infidelity. share things and vulnerabilities about yourself with your partner because you're supposed to be able to trust them. If you hear about it at the family reunion for a third party, they cheated on you.
Come on.
That's emotional infidelity.
It sure is.
You cannot accept that and you cannot commit that. Then there's the bottom two. I'm going to skip right to the ones that this goes to the heart of what Zara says all the time. You can't do it to yourself. If you do it to yourself, you are predisposed to allow other people to do it.
That's right. That's
and that
right.
is to criticize yourself and to be burdened by guilt.
Mm.
You must forgive yourself. And then you cannot allow yourself to criticize yourself. And again, people say, oh, how am I going to get better if I don't criticize myself? You get better by encouraging yourself,
yes.
by supporting yourself, by saying, listen, you can get better. We're going to make our next decision better. That should make you feel good to improve. Criticism says you're bad because of what you already did.
Come on.
You're bad because of who you are. You're bad. You should feel guilt and shame.
Come
guilt,
on.
Shame, and criticism has no place in any healthy relationship.
None.
Least of all in your relationship with yourself, which is foundational to all others. I will repeat, if you believe you are unworthy of love, you will attract only people who agree with you.
Come on.
And to attract people who believe, who will love you the way you were born and created to be loved, requires you to love yourself so you can attract those people who agree with that as well.
Anybody who's going around telling you or saying to you that nobody else is going to want you, or telling you that you have to stay with them for any reason, you don't have to stay in nothing. If the thrill is gone for any reason whatsoever, I don't care where you made a vow or to whom before you made them. It don't matter. What matters is the here and now, what you are feeling right now and how you're being treated right now. Do you hear me? Stop being imprisoned to ideals of what something of a vow you made back when y'all let it go.
Alfred and I. That keeps you in an unhealthy relationship. That keeps you in an unhealthy situation. There's no vow you could make that was meant to hold you hostage.
That's right.
And have you serving a sentence in an unhealthy, damaging situation. So you have always have the right to do what is healthy and self-loving for yourself no matter what. And that means you're going to have to challenge some of your beliefs.
Yeah.
You have to challenge some of the things you've been
yeah.
taught, because if they no longer serve you, you have to change it. You have
That's
to.
Right.
I also want to give a message right in the time we have remaining. I want to point your attention to a post that we referred to in a past show called The New Side Chick. Go to MissTNKing.com. I want to bring this up because some of you are side chicks and maintenance men because you think that you're being emotionally available but not physically available means you're not really a side chick or a maintenance man.
Mm.
But you have emotional needs that's not being met, but you're in an emotional relationship that may not involve sex, that may not involve money, but you're emotionally dependent and you're playing side chick and maintenance man in a unself-loving fashion because you provided premature access to your heart.
Come on. Come on.
You have to protect your heart. So you can't just be the friend zone, unless you're happy in the friend zone. If you're happy in the friend zone, it's a healthy relationship.
That's right.
But if you're up in the friend zone thinking, if I'm there for him when he cries, if I'm there for him when his girl hurts his feelings, if I'm there for her when her daddy ain't treating her right, sooner or later I'm going to get moved into the love zone, then that's not grown.
Well, let me tell you something. The default is never chosen.
Say that again, babe.
The default. It's never chosen. If you are his default, if you are her default, if you are where they come because they're waiting for the better, because you need to know if you are just the default, they're waiting for what they consider better. You are not chosen. The default is never chosen, except one time. Can I tell you when? The default is chosen once that joker gets old, broke down, and you've been there all this time. And there's that preacher's from California show thing?
Yeah.
What's his name? Noel. Whatever. Y'all know who I'm talking about. That woman has been the default, and he's choosing her now because he old, decrepit, and ain't nobody else going to come in there and take the crap that he's been delivering. So the default is never chosen. It is your responsibility to establish the kind of relationship that you want. Alfred and I have been married and divorced twice. We know how to do this now. We are trying to shorten your learning curve. We have a healthy, loving relationship. We do not punish each other. Our relationship is built on honor, esteem, and respect. If I open my mouth and I can't deliver those things, I need to shut the hell up and go to my own corner, go put myself somewhere until I can come and speak to him with the respect that he deserves. And I get the same thing over and over again because that's what our relationship is established on. And if you got one that's built on anything else, then it's time to get rid of it. And I'm going to say one more thing. I would not serve a God who would punish me and tell me I got to stay in a relationship that is not a healthy one. So I'm telling you, if you think a God has, because you made a vow before God and somebody is punishing you in it and you got to stay in it, I'm telling you, you need to change your beliefs.
Set
because there is
free.
No God that, I wouldn't serve a God that would punish me like that. You need to go reevaluate your beliefs. All right, that's all we got time for. We might be cut off. We ain't do a song break today. Y'all, until next time, and you know, go to GrownZone.com. Check us out there. Go to GrownAdvice.com. Needs to be the first place you go so you can get that free ebook. Until next time, y'all, live and love
in the Grown Zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now, looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody. I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life. And ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be. To be authentic in everything. Painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm dropping these bags, I'm making room for my joy.
I don't know.